Welcome back, man. Music from the 70s is totally apical today. It's kind of sad. 844-967-2789. I'm going to tell you what happened after I left that rally. I went to a restaurant, you know, and sat down, was going to have a piece of pie and ice cream. It's like getting close to closing time for them. Because since the pandemic, a lot of restaurants close at 2 or 3. And even though I knew the guy at the counter, the two old guys for years, right, from restaurants and hearing all their racist crap, one of them anyway. And I sat down and I'm like, I got this. It's no problem. And then the guy just started going, you know, you're stupid Democrats. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. You guys are off the charts. Trumpy. And then he started talking about the Civil War and his Second Amendment rights, and that's when I lost it, man. I jumped. I was like, give me a to-go, and I just jumped up, and I just started cursing. I don't know how many times, exactly what I said, whatever. I just kept going, and I said, hey, man, if you want to try and exercise your Second Amendment rights to silence me, you're going to look pretty funny with that thing sticking out of your behind. And, of course, that's a polished-up version, right, Jason? Because, you know, anyway, I just, you know, and the owner and I are friends, man. You know, his whole family works there. It's been decades, you know, kids growing up, working through there. The true definition of a family restaurant. They weren't born here either, you know, and people that work for him, they're still working for him all this time, so, you know. They're family-oriented. They're loyal. And he came out and said, you know, I told him, hey, man, I'm done. I'm not coming back, you know. And I said, don't. He's like, well, why not? You know, and I said, I'm not going anywhere, man. I can't go anywhere. I got to sit and take it, right? You know, and why are you punishing me? And I said, hey, man, you know, I don't like this town. I don't like the racist people that I run into on a daily basis. And I don't want to be around them. And he says, yeah, but I'm punishing him. And I said, look, man, if I got to come into a place and allow people like Trumpers to talk out their asses, I ain't going to do it, man. I ain't going to do it. Somebody's going to get hurt, man. I mean, I called him out. Come on, man. I know you're like, what, foot something taller than me? Bring it. Guys like you fall pretty hard, especially when you're older than me, okay? I could see myself just blasting him and knocking him off the stool. And I'm like, there goes my life. Maybe his, because I was that mad. Probably break my arm now. I'm getting, you know, I'm not really into that. That's where the world is, man. If people can go around, you know, slaughtering their families over Christmas, I mean, I guess I'm capable of some stuff too, right? I told the cops, I go, man, if I'd have had a gun this week, I would have used it. That's bad. It's bad. Anyway, I'm going to go to the north side of Madison. Todd, hey, man, thanks for listening and calling.
Hey, Pizza Boss Mike, this is Todd or Billy. And, man, I appreciate that, you know, you're out at the rallies and putting up posters at the Capitol and stuff. And, you know, when you talk about feeling, you know, just discouraged and stuff, I mean, you're still doing that stuff, and I would love to hear more on Devil Radio about what we can do, because I think it just at the commercial break, Tom Hartman was talking about on his commercial, it's not a spectator sport, and you know, just listening to Devil Radio is great, but you know we all know that we can give money to various organizations, but we don't all have money.
Exactly.
So, you know, I want to hear about what is it that we can do? Because, you know, I call Joe Manchin every single day. And I don't think that me calling Joe Manchin every single day influences Joe Manchin. But if a million of us do, I think it does.
Yeah. Hey, Todd or Billy, spot on. And I got to tell you something. I love that name because my girlfriend's from, like, she's got roots in Kentucky, Tennessee, and Ohio. And we call that crowd of Hilljacks. Her family's a bunch of Hilljacks. It's like hillbilly and lumberjack kind of crossing over, coming to Wisconsin. It's funny. And, you know, I love everybody, man. That's what makes the world go round, right? That's the kind of music I listen to, too. You're right, man. Yeah, that was awesome. First we hear Robert Pilot, and then Jason Hafeman's commercial, and then Tom Hartman. I think I can probably go home now. But, you know, I just so happened to know all three, and all three solid guys, right? Keep pushing it. You know, and I've met Tom Hartman a few times, too, and got his books and get him autographed, and then I lose him somewhere. So hopefully somebody's reading it and cashing in on that famous autograph. But I left there, and next day I went and saw my best friend finally. You know, they moved her to Cassville, and I thought, well, this, I got to do this at some point. You know, she's not well, right? She has some mental illness issues, right? So, but I love her more every day, and I know she loves me. So I'm like, all right, I wasn't going to do it, but I'm going to drive all the way down there. A couple hours, ain't kind of nice drive anyway. Get down there, and I can't find her place, man, because, you know, it's like one of those side entrances down the alley. And I'm like, wow, I get there, and there she is. Hey, and I yell. She yells, I come in. And it's this nice studio, man. Awesome. With an island, a stove in the middle. And I'm just like, this is cool. This is really nice. $325 a month. So I know what I'm doing when I have to go somewhere. You go to these little places down by the rivers and these little towns that no longer have much for commerce or certainly no manufacturing, and the jobs there are very few, right? So you don't have to have as much money to live there. And that's what my son was doing. I feel real bad for him. He made a mistake and forgot something, and there's $80,000 out there in the crypto world, right? That happens. And that hurt too. So I'm getting all this bad news. And then I'm like, yeah, we'll get up and do it again. Come in, do the show, see if it's okay. Maybe I got to pull back. Maybe, I don't know, man. I just got to look at my life again and decide how much more I want to put into this, because I don't have any faith anymore or any hope. But the more I pick on people at the Capitol that deserve it, the better. And I'm talking to the police about, hey, man, what, you know, what's going on in the world, man? You can't drive anywhere without people just like totally breaking the laws. And they're there for safety purposes, right? And I'm like, whatever happened to protected, sir? Why do all these police departments have people sitting waiting for something to happen? Whatever happened to protect and serve and preventative action? I'm guarantee you, if they knew that you guys were working the streets for people that were speeding, first of all, you could fund your own asses and reform, please. And he's like, you're right, Mike. I agree with you. And I'm like, I know, man. It's like it's non-existent. It's just like waiting for a tragedy to happen, waiting for something to happen in the inner city. Let's wait till somebody's, you know, I mean, how many times you got to see it over and over and over again? It just doesn't stop, man. I'm not the only one feeling this way. I know that. How do you fight back? You know how I fight back, man. I just like get right up in the faces of the people that caused it, man. I'm not going to suck up to anybody. Democrat, Republican, I don't care. I'm telling you, are we almost at break there, Jason? Okay, so we'll pick up Joe on the other side. Yeah.
About a minute.
But you know, just so you guys know where I was throughout history. Well, I guess in the 1700s, I would have been defending Native Americans from white bastards. I mean, you think I wouldn't have been that? Oh, okay. So then like in the 1800s, you don't think I would have been John Brown trying to free people and arm them in an insurrection for justice? You know, totally different kind of insurrections, right? People being raped, murdered, culture destroyed, slaves. You think I went to... I found out people don't know me that well, man. 1930s? French Underground, baby. I'd have roasted your asses. We'll be back in a minute.